Okay, I'm here to talk about the plasma desktop. Normally when we talk about plasma, we do talk about the multiple devices, but given you've all seen your program, I don't need to do that because there's going to be an entire talk about that coming up, which allows me to spend half an hour wasting the time talking purely about what we're doing on your desktop side. So I'm going to talk about why the plasma desktop is still important, our strengths and weaknesses, and all the things we can look forward to, not just in 5.4, but moving forwards. So this is the mood that we kind of heard yesterday. Oh, your desktop's not relevant, what's the point? But I have a graph. So first, is your desktop relevant? And the blue line shows number of hours used on a desktop, green is number of hours used on a mobile. And we can see mobile is getting more and more and more important. But it's not actually at the expense of people working on your desktop. People still spend just as much time on your desktop. It's still as relevant now as it was 2 years ago. There's no sign of it waving, despite doom and gloom. It's worrying for your hardware manufacturers because the limitation in computing is no longer the speed of your computer. It's your software providing fast-to-use software. So it's an interesting problem for us to solve now. It's a software problem rather than hardware. So hardware manufacturers are scared. We should be excited. And we've established desktop is still relevant. Is your Linux desktop still relevant? Again, another graph. Again, it's not really waving. It's not shooting up. We're not winning everything. But it's also not going down. And if we were excited about your desktop before, we should still be excited now. And I put it to you for your presentation that Plasma is the best of the Linux desktops. And it's going to be the best of all of the desktops, including a proprietary Windows and OS X in the future, hopefully. So what's the goal of the Plasma desktop? What's the point of desktops in general? And why do you use it? And it's purely for one thing, to get stuff done. That's the entire reason you turn on your computer. Whether getting stuff done means watching YouTube, sending an angry email to an estate agent, or writing code, or making a video. They're all things that's what you use a computer for. And in everything we do in Plasma is trying to help you get stuff done. Everything from the window management, to being able to move your windows around and snap to edges, and everything we do with virtual desktops and such. What we try to do with activities, to group and context so you can work faster, KRunner so you can find things and launch things faster, Blue so you can find your files faster. Everything that we do in Plasma is all about getting your stuff done faster, making you more productive. And one of the mantras that we've adopted in Plasma over the last years is simple by default, powerful when needed, because that really fits in with getting stuff done. You want things simple so you can do things. We've simplified the network manager so that you just click one button, you're on your Wi-Fi, you're getting your work done again. But you can still do everything else. You can still connect to your VPN, you can still do all your advanced features if you need to, because that's what you need to be productive. So what separates Plasma from the competition? What are our strengths that make us good at making you more productive, compared with all the other desktop environments out there? Well, we have a huge existing code base. We've been going for 19 years. We're a legal drinking age, even in Canada. And we can really benefit from that. There's a lot of new desktops coming up, but they don't benefit from this. We're in a winning position because of this. Half of Plasma is neither Shell nor Qwin. Qwin makes up a quarter of Plasma. Your shell with all your widgets and everything else, quarter of Plasma. And then there's half of just miscellaneous things that you need to make your desktop work. So when we see these trumped up window managers getting a lot of excitement, it's still got a lot of work to do to actually be usable, to be something that you want to use for your production, to get your stuff done. Taking just system settings, just the modules of all your different configurations and your little daemons that allow your settings to run, is around 60,000 lines of code. And if you use a Cococo model, to estimate a development time, that's 11.7 man years of development to get all of your settings. And that's useful because even though you probably only use 5% of your settings, for all of you it's a different 5%. So it takes a long time to actually get to our system a desktop which everybody benefits from. And we've got that. We're winning in that. And we've built everything on new code. Everything in Plasma Shell is all Qt-quick. And Qt-quick is two things. We're QML, a JavaScript, which means everything's fast to prototype, we're easy to develop for. But it's also very crash safe. If one applet goes wrong, your entire desktop's still staying up. It's just a one applet that might malfunction. You're safer, it's a safer system. And everything's OpenGL, another part of Qt-quick, using OpenGL for very fast stuff. And it's come up again and again in all of our reviews. Ars Technica says, Plasma 5 is snappy, considerably snappier than its predecessor. So we're doing well. It's a fast, fast system because we're benefiting from these new tools. And our PR is good. If you go on Reddit, people love us, albeit Redditors who are not invited to people, but they love us. Our reception generally is really positive in the community. And one of the things that I think we can benefit from in Plasma compared with anyone else is integrating applications into a workspace. Because that, again, helps productivity. And some screenshots of ideas we've had and things we've been working on of getting chats into Shell, emails, the calendar integration. And we can do that because we have some sort of level of control over the applications and the Plasma team. We work together, we've got the harmony. Whereas none of the other big distros, big desktops, have that crossover. They're too small. Even Windows and OS X, they don't control the applications as much as we have influence over them. So it's something that we can win over compared with anyone else. It's one of our strongest points. And it's business-grade software. Businesses use this. Munich government, we all know about, they're using Plasma. We should all be very proud that this is business software. There's a screenshot of someone making some movie thing. I did my research, and it's very identifiably Plasma 4.3. You don't get to know these things when you're in Plasma. And businesses are using our software. Our software is, if it's usable for businesses, it's usable for people at home. Again, to get stuff done. And if businesses find our stuff's good, that means long-term money will be coming in. Everything's good if we can be business-grade software. Unfortunately, it's not all rainbows and unicorns. We do suck in some places. So where do we suck? We've got this huge existing code base. And large sections are unmaintained. They've been written 20 years ago, 19 years ago, and have not been really kept up with it. The original maintainer got a proper job, a wife, and for kids, and people move on, and some of our modules have fallen to the wayside. We've got support for systems that don't exist anymore. We support GDM1 when we're switching users. Lots of stuff which is just practically unused that we need to cause us problems. So, you said we do need people to start adopting these less maintained modules. Oh, I expected an audible R, to be honest. Good work. System settings, most modules in there are unmaintained and they are building up bugs. A bug in Plasma Shell will get a comment within 24 hours. Either confirming or resolving issue or marking duplicates. Some of the system setting modules, K-hotkeys, not so much. And that's a problem. And we do need you guys. I don't know why I ended on you. You guys to step up and say, I've noticed this problem is weak. Maybe no one is maintaining this. Maybe I should look at rewriting this or just going through this one component in Bugzilla and making sure this part's good. And we do need more people to step over and adopt things. not adopting a dog, and you'll have less time for plasma, obviously. And we use the latest tech, which is a problem. We're first to hit new bugs. We've hit screen management bugs in Qt. It's been one of the biggest problems we've had. It's all been fixed, but it takes a while for everyone to catch up. We've now got a problem in some new graphics drivers because we're using advanced stuff. And yeah, we're still hitting these problems. But hopefully this will go away with time. Now that Plasma's gone through this big jump, we're not going to go for any more big jumps soon. So over time, this problem's going to go away till Qt 6.
Oh, this is one big jump.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's more big jumps coming. But using the latest tech does cause us problems as well. So we need people to at least be running the latest Qt so we can catch these things early. There was a problem in Qt 5.5 that we found, identified, and fixed before it all came out, which could have been a problem, but it wasn't because we had people testing. And our PR. Our website on kd.org for Plasma still has pictures from Plasma 4. And while it is in long-term support at the moment, and that's not necessarily a bad thing to keep for a while, a year on from 5.0, that does kind of imply we're not doing a very brilliant job on keeping up with our websites. And that's where the first point of contact for new users will be through your website. So we have a lot of work we can do improving that. And I've said before, it's business grade. You all used it. There are niggles, there are problems which can be annoying, which would stop adoption. We need to get better testing, better QA, and it's something we're working on. Things are only going to get better. But with Plasma 5 on the initial releases, maybe we weren't quite there yet. So, what have we been doing since 5.0? Focus has always been on fixing bugs, because over the last year, distros are now adopting us. 5.0 came out last Academy, pretty much, but it took a while for distros to pick us up to be a default. And over the last year, that's happened. And the reviews have generally been good. We did do a good job. But bugs still came pouring in as we got new users testing things we weren't expecting. Over the last year, we closed 3,107 bugs, which is an impressive number. What's not impressive is that we had 3,107 bugs. So, the priority has really been getting back to enterprise level as quickly as possible, but also to identify what's the current weakest part of Plasma and then polish and fix it. Maybe it might mean a rewrite of that one section, like touchpad wasn't working. Got a complete new rewrite for Plasma. And again, it's identify a weak area, fix it. Identify a weak area, fix it. There's no more huge revolutionary jumps, just evolutionary, constant incrementally improving our software. And that's what we've been doing, and that's what we're going to continue doing onwards. So, what's coming up? What can we be excited about? In 5.4, we have these huge memory reductions coming in, thanks to work by Mark and Martin. We're going to be saving 20, 30 megabytes on the Plasma shell. And we've identified more areas that we can get rid of. It's something that we've identified this is a problem, and we're going to be slowly fixing that over time. But 5.4, huge improvements already. And we're also getting rid of some of our super legacy code. With LogInD becoming more popular, we can get rid of some of our more extremely old software. Now LogInD is becoming a more de facto standard that everyone's implementing it, even ConsoleKit 2. So by getting rid of some of these older legacy software, we get more maintained paths for everybody. Everyone gets a better experience. And it'll be faster, because we're not having to query for all of these really old backends. So we're getting rid of old, unused things. which is good. We're getting rid of the fat, as I called it. Another thing that came into 5.3, which I'm quite excited about, is activity tracking. Activity has been a part of Plasma for a while, but now we're really making use of it in something that I think is sensible. Documents, we're keeping track of which documents are open per activity using Care Activities framework. So it's not just a plain list, we're keeping a log per activity, and we're keeping track of how long each document is open to prioritize this list. And one of our menus, you can right-click on Kate, and it will list all your recent documents with that application. So it's application-specific and context-specific. So that's really, again, enhancing productivity because you're getting your documents faster and contextually aware. And the same is happening for contacts. If you chat with someone a lot with your instant messaging client, it can now appear in your launcher, just your favorites. You've got quicker access to people you use, talk to a lot. And because it's powered by the K People framework, you can start any action, sending an email or an attachment. And that's something we've had coming in from 5.3, but we're really starting to make use of now. Enhanced activity tracking. Another thing, kiosk is coming back. You can tell from that screenshot, it's old. That's from KD3. But hearing our feedback from some of our bigger customers, unit projects and so, kiosk solves a problem that they've been identifying within Plasma. It's something that we did well, we have all your framework available, but over time, we've not really capitalized on that. People aren't aware of it, people aren't using it properly. So we need to bring that back in a big way and make it slightly prettier. We have a new volume applet coming. KMix worked fine, but it didn't really integrate with the shell. And again, that slows productivity down. All you want to do is change your output when you're watching a movie. That's your goal, you want to get stuff done. We've redesigned it, Harold's been working on it, and it's awesome. And that's hopefully coming in the next Plasma release. The Visual Design Group have been working on a Breeze theme for GTK, so we can make all the applications look the same no matter what toolkit they're on. So we should be, from Plasma point of view, we should work with all applications. It's Plasma's job to make all applications, all Qt applications look the same. It's Plasma's job to make other applications look the same. So we're making GTK blend in visually. And that's coming hopefully in 5.5. It's missed the window for 5.4. Hopefully in 5.5, which is a good Christmas present, we should see GTK Breeze themes. That's for both GTK 2 and GTK 3. And the Visual Design Group haven't stopped there. They've been working on a lot of really, really awesome mock-ups, which I think are worth getting excited about. There's a new mock-up for System Guard showing all your running processes. And this is I love this screenshot. It's a nice mixture of the usability team and the graphic design team working together. Usability team identifying the reason you open this is to identify which processes are running a mock and kill them. Not to give a list of absolutely everything under the sun. That might be useful, but that's not what users are trying to do most of the time. It's not what I'm trying to do. And then the visual design team have turned this into something that looks beautiful. And hopefully, over the next releases, we'll get people excited and wanting to help implement this. And I really love these designs. And again, system settings where they've been working on redesigns, trying to make it easier to find the settings you want, the configs you're looking for. Again, enhancing your productivity. So we've got some new mock-ups. It's a work in progress. Hopefully we'll see this in upcoming Plasma releases. So that's something to get excited about as well. So in conclusion, I'm going to have some water and make you wait. In conclusion, Plasma 5 is in a good state. We did the migration pretty well. And we're only going up from here. We're not making steps backwards, we're just progress. And I'm genuinely excited about where we're going with Plasma. And there's lots of potential for improvement that we've identified and we are currently working on both in the short term and in the long term. You've seen the mock-ups. They're really cool, and we do need people here to step up and get involved. And it's a really good time to get involved in plasma. Most of the hard work's done, the grunt work. Now it's fun stuff, polishing and implementing really, really cool designs. And that's me done. Any questions? Well, not you.
Sorry. I have a question to the Mr. Fox mentioned. For which component of that?
That's everything in plasma.
Everything in plasma, so including, for example, print.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was resolve fixed and not just resolve duplicates included?
It included a wide range of. No, that was including duplicates. However, the number excluding duplicates is 2,137. Every night before bed, I check the number of bugs. It genuinely is part of my bedtime routine. Clean my teeth, grab my laptop, climb into bed, and then look through all the unconfirmed bugs of plasma that day.
He's not lying, I've seen him do that, really.
Wait, what are you doing in my bedroom when I'm going to bed? This is why I moved out of Barcelona.
What's the source for the desktop versus mobile graph assurance?
Okay. What's this? What was the question? What's this?
The source.
I don't know. It says in the bottom of the graph because I stole it from the internet. Com score. And that sounds important. It's got com. No, it generally is. It was from a proper article. It wasn't just one bloke with a stopwatch. It was a proper statistical company. I can find you a link to the article and I'll send it to you after the presentation.
Same question for the other graph. The time span is.
You can't really see it from there. That's July 2013 on the left and then June 2015 on the right. I was trying to go for 2 years and missed.
Okay, so that's basically 2 years.
Basically 2 years.
We've been talking about the Linux desktop being the hit the next year for quite a long time, so I'd be interested to see a longer graph.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I chose this graph because this source, because it had a lovely line graph. There were plenty of other sources where information was slightly different, but it still showed, if anything, a slightly positive trend. There was one source I found that showed it doubled in the last 2 years. Again, it depends a bit on how you collect this information.
Thanks.
Oh, do you want to start saying that?
When is plasma switching to valent?
That's a very good question. If the maintainer stops slacking, then maybe we'd get somewhere. I believe there's a talk tomorrow. Yeah, it had a stupid title. Yeah, that's cool. Cool, there's one more question. And then, yeah, there's one with the hand up. That's how I knew.
Well, it's going to be two questions. One is,
oh, that's a bit cheeky.
Does it eat my cat and kittens and puppies, or is it stable?
Stable-ish. I mean, we're seeing distro start picking it up. I don't think we're seeing it in deployment very much yet. Though I do know of one web company that I've now switched to Plasma 5, which
web,
is...
Web company?
The one Ken Vermette works at. So...
And the other question, how hard is it to port Plasma 8 to Plasma 5? Because there's a few in the pipeline.
Yeah, good question. So in Plasma 4, we were in a transitive stage. It went through a few different technologies within Plasma 4 and it made them all work. So depending on the plasmoid, it might be difficult or harder. If it was written in C++ using a graphics view API, then you're talking from the visuals part, a complete rewrite from the logic part, a bit of shifting things about. If it was written in QML using Qubit 1, then it's fairly trivial. There's one I ported which was just minimal clock, which you put on your desktop, and I did that in an evening while drunk. So.
That might have helped. I mean, in KD4 you had all sorts of languages that were supported in the cloud,
yes.
etc. Is that now
gone? Yes and no. Mostly yes. From a visual side, we're sticking with QML. QML's pretty much the only way to do QQIC, and we want that. But that's also good, because it means our documentation is standardized, and there is a wealth of resources on the internet for QML. But you can also plug in technologies such as HTML canvases. So you've still got a range of technologies within this. You can plug in HTML canvases, you can write your applet more in JavaScript, or you can write it more in C++ for your logic side. The logic side, you can still kind of get away with a different range of different languages. You can write QML plugins in C++, in Go. There is a way to do it in Python, but it's more complex than it's worth. But we're going to see that change over time as more companies pick up QQIC. Because we're closer to Qt now, I think it's fair to say, we're closer to Qt, as developments happen there, we benefit for free, rather than doing our own thing. Valerie. That's in. Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry. So, the first 3 releases for Plasma were 3 months. You're switching to 4 months?
We switched to 4 months this time because if we did a 3 month cycle, our actual release would be on like Tuesday or Wednesday during Academy. And there was a general consensus of, we're not releasing during Academy because we're all stressed with this work. So we moved to this because of Academy. Whether we stick to it, I don't know. Personally, I'm glad of the extra month. It swings around about. So we're going to have a full discussion on that when we plan our 5.5 release schedule. Okay. How are you? They're pleased to see me. Is that a question, or are you just pleased to see me?
So I'm just curious in general thought. There was a time, you know, way back where if you looked at KDE, there was an unashamed claim that, hey, it looks like Windows. And now we've done a pretty cool job of kind of establishing our own identity. I'm curious, given what's happening in OSX and Windows, what are we learning? What do you think we're learning from those proprietary desktops or even other open source desktops like GNOME and B-Shell and Unity?
I mean, GNOME is definitely doing a good job of showing us what a pretty desktop can look like. He's done some amazing work there. But our work's catching up. In fact, Plasma 5 is doing a really good job. So, yeah, it's a longer question that I know you want to give. Yeah, you awkward person. They're moving towards being more mobile friendly, particularly on the Windows side. But we're seeing a backlash in terms of media, which is bad, but we're also seeing that if they're pushing in that direction, hardware will push in that direction, and that's relevant for us. So, really is, we don't want to stick to being a copy of anything. I don't think we've ever been a copy of anything. People just said that because we had the menu on the bottom, whereas GNOME had the menu on the top. And then people identify at one common thing and then say, you're the same. So I don't think we've ever been a Windows clone. I don't think we'll continue to be a Windows clone. Because we weren't.
That's all we have time for. We can clap for David again.